Welcome to Unity Presbyterian Church Online. This week in worship, Pastor David continues our series on wisdom with a look at paying attention. Let's listen.
Well, in October, my family had a little getaway to the Waynesville area, just a mountain cabin to spend some time together, but in a different place of togetherness. And it was your typical drive up to a mountain cabin, where there are windy roads and no street lights. And once we got close, our GPS really completely lost track of where we were. And so we weren't sure if we were heading in the right direction. And with every turn up a really steep road, I was hoping and praying, okay, maybe the cabin's coming soon. And of course, we were so relieved when we finally saw that sign, the sign that said, we had arrived. It was Misty View Cabin. We passed that sign, we got unloaded, and began to get in vacation mode. It wasn't until the next day that we drove by that sign again and noticed that there was actually something a little bit off about the sign. I took a picture of it because I'm curious if you can tell what's off about the sign. Check out the W on view. That's really just two V's next to each other. It's not actually a W. Now, what I found most interesting is that nobody noticed that the first time we drove by. I mean, our minds were tired, we'd been driving all day, and our focus was on finding the cabin. But it was the next day when we were well rested, when we didn't have that soul focus, that we were able to pay more attention to other things. And that's when our minds were able to collectively go, wait, something's a little bit different about that sign. Okay, I want you to keep that in mind today, because we are continuing our Lenten series as we explore the concept of wisdom. And what you're going to learn today is that a part of wisdom is paying attention. Yes, what you're going to find in Proverbs as we explore that is that wisdom is available to you. No matter who you are, wisdom is available, but it's to those who are paying attention that will actually see it and notice it. Wisdom's here, but we need to notice it. Otherwise, it's going to just pass us by, like a blip on the radar, or like two V's that actually are a W. I'm sure you can think of other times in your life where the thing that you needed most was right in front of your face, but until you slowed down and actually paid attention, you didn't notice it was there. Okay, let's see if we can notice wisdom together. We are going to begin our study today in chapter 8 of the book of Proverbs. And in this chapter, wisdom takes on the characteristics of a person. Yes, wisdom, in this chapter in particular, wisdom is personified. And wisdom is personified or presented as a woman. So I want you to imagine this scene before you, because this is the scene of chapter 8 of Proverbs, where you are heading to one of these old cities that's surrounded by a large wall. Maybe you've been to Europe and you can remember those really old cities with the big walls to keep the invaders out. That's the scene of this chapter. So you are to envision yourself walking into this city. And here's what you'll notice. Proverbs chapter 8, the first three verses. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries aloud. So the woman wisdom is described here as calling out to anyone who will listen. She is raising her voice. She is yelling at the top of her lungs, wisdom wants us to pay attention. Now, her location is very strategic. I wonder if you notice that. Wisdom is presented as being in several different places all at once. So the first place we notice is from the highest point in the city. Again, picture those large walls that surround one of those ancient cities. It's as if wisdom is on the highest of those walls. She is in the most visible place in the whole city because she wants to be noticed. But not only is she on the highest wall, but we're told that she's also at the crossroads where the most congestion in the city is, where the most people are crossing paths. Wisdom is right there in the center of all of that as well, begging to be noticed. Not only is she on the highest height, though, and not only is she in the crossroads, but we're told she's also right there beside the gate to the entrance of the city. You cannot enter that city without passing by wisdom and hearing wisdom's call, for at least those of us who are paying attention. She wants us to hear her words. And that's why she depicts herself as being in all these different places in this city and crying out as she does. Yes, wisdom is quite literally everywhere, from the highest heights to the main entryway, trying to get people's attention, or more specifically, trying to get our attention. What's her message? I mean, wisdom's going to these great lengths to get our attention, to make sure we are hearing her. What is her message? What does she want to say? Well, that is what she says next. Verses 4 through 6. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all humankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on understanding. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. Wisdom, in her message that she wants everybody to hear, is addressing two specific types of people, the simple and the foolish. Now, I don't want you to think of that as other categories of people. Like, okay, yeah, those people are simple and those people are foolish. No, let's be humble enough to realize that we all have these traits from time to time within us. The areas where we're foolish, the areas where we are simple, because if we're humble enough to recognize that, then we recognize that wisdom has something to say to us as well, to those parts of our lives. So let's start with that first lesson there. You who are simple, wisdom says, gain prudence. The word simple here means naive or inexperienced, someone who's easily misled. We have all probably had experiences in our lives where we realized, oh, we're just ignorant in that situation. We just didn't know better. We were naive. It's like you're having a conversation with someone, and by the end of it, you have that realization, whoa, I did not at all understand before this conversation. But now that we've had the conversation, well, I see things differently. I was ignorant before, but now I kind of see more of what reality really is. So those times when we are simple, wisdom is calling out to us, saying, gain prudence. So prudence means to approach a situation with good and careful judgment. Yes, if I enter into a situation that I don't know much about, wisdom is encouraging me to enter prudently. Prudently, it equates to humbleness. It equates to asking questions, to seeking to learn about a situation and not entering that situation like I know everything about it. So that's the first category, those times where we're just kind of simple or we're ignorant of a situation, not acting overly confident, but instead committing to prudence. And then here's the second category that wisdom is calling out about. She says, "You who are foolish, set your hearts on understanding." Now, foolishness is different from being unintentionally ignorant or naive about a situation. Foolishness are those parts of us that are simply closed-minded or overly confident. It's us walking into a situation saying, "I've got nothing to learn. I know it all," when we really deep down know that we don't know it all. In these situations, wisdom pleads with us to take on the posture of seeking true understanding. She uses a great phrase, "set your hearts on understanding." It's this saying, again, where we walk into situations with a little bit of humbleness, saying, "Okay, I don't know everything, and I'm eager to learn." It's a bit like this proverb that comes later in this book in chapter 16. You'll probably recognize it because this is where we get the phrase, "pride comes before the fall." When this proverb says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty or arrogant spirit before a fall." Yes, Proverbs is trying to tell us that wisdom is simply approaching situations with prudence, seeking understanding, and having the posture of, "Hey, I can learn from everybody. I don't have all the answers." Because when we approach situations with too much pride or with confidence we have not earned, well, we're much more likely then to lead to a fall in our lives. Pride comes before the fall. Yes, we are all standing at a crossroads, and wisdom is giving us a choice. Will we live a life of prudence and understanding, approaching situations with a humble heart? Or will we live a life of ignorance and foolishness, approaching situations with unearned confidence? I bet you know which path wisdom is shouting at us to take. Remember, wisdom is at the highest heights of the city. She is at the most congested areas of your life, saying, "Pay attention. I've got something to say to you. This is important." Okay, let's make this practical. Because I bet all of us hear that from wisdom and say, "Okay, yeah, I want to be that wise person that you describe. I want to set my heart on understanding. I want to live my life with prudence." But how do we do that? Because really, you are going to face situations in your life probably every day where you have to ask yourself, "Well, is this wise?" Or maybe more specifically, "What is the wise action here that is required of me?" I mean, whether that's in parenting or simply in a friendship, in a conversation, all the time, we're having to figure out what's the wise choice to make here. And so we have these overarching themes of the type of person that wisdom wants us to be here early in Proverbs chapter 8. But how do we get practical? Like, is there some sort of criteria that we can use to compare ourselves against? Well, I believe there is, and I believe that is what the woman wisdom goes on to talk about. So here now are verses 7 through 9. She continues, "My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest deception. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or twisted. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge." So go ahead, pick a situation in your life, a situation where you've wondered, what's the wise choice here? You know, how do I know that I am walking in this path of wisdom? And then, in whatever situation that is for you, compare it to this criteria that wisdom is laying out for us. Is it true and just and right? Or is it deceptive and crooked or twisted? This is the criteria that we can base these questions off of when we're asking a situation, is this the wise choice? So let's take these one at a time. I think that will be helpful to break this down a little bit. The first one, truth versus deception. Truth versus deception. Notice that it's not truth versus false or truth versus a lie, but truth versus deception. As an example of that, here's a picture I would love to show you. Okay, so the picture on, let's see, your left is something that was uploaded to a social media account, and you can see, well, if it's zoomed out, he has the caption, beach life. It's so good to be at the beach. And he's seeking likes, like, oh, hey, like my photo because, look, I'm at the beach. Isn't life good? Well, one of his siblings looked out the window and realized that he was not at the beach. He's in the middle of his lawn and said, oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not letting him get away with this. And so he took the picture on your right of his sibling just lying out in the middle of his grassy lawn, making it look like he was at the beach, and then captioned it, what is he doing? I came across that and thought, that is a great picture of deception, isn't it? Of making your life seem like something different from what it actually is. And this is a good example because, I mean, the internet can be full of deception, can't it? Where you're coming across articles and going, well, how do I know if this is true? Or is it deceiving me in some way? Wisdom here is offering us the criteria saying, how do we be honest with ourselves? That's really what it's about. How do we be honest with ourselves and make sure that we are not deceiving ourselves or believing things that lead us to deception? Are we following what we know to be true? Or do we find that we have to do mental gymnastics to make whatever we're thinking of seem like, well, maybe it's not true, but it's good enough? Yes, I've been shocked at how quickly our world has moved away from things that are universally accepted as true. I mean, conspiracy theories this year have been, it seems like, at an all-time high, and everyone's wondering, well, how do I know what is true? Well, here in Proverbs, we see that wisdom is always pushing us away from deception, away from the fringe, and towards what is true and real. Yes, do not deceive yourselves, wisdom says. I think of deceiving yourself as a slow process. It's a slow process of convincing myself of something that I know in my heart is not likely or is flat out false. And wisdom says, please stop that process and focus on what is true. Okay, so let's look at the second criteria, because that's the first one. Is it truth or is it deception? And sometimes that's obvious and sometimes that's not. But if it's not obvious, you've got this other criteria. Is it just or is it crooked? There's a great quote from C.S. Lewis, one of my favorite Christian authors, and he puts it in this way. He says, a man does not call a line crooked unless he has some idea of a straight line. What C.S. Lewis is saying here is that God has given each and every one of us an idea of what is just. In your heart, you know what is just. You know what justice looks like. Or you know what that straight line is. The straight line being how things are meant to be. And so when that straight line becomes crooked, it is pulling you away from justice. It's pulling you away from what you know to be the just or right act. It becomes crooked. But you only know what's crooked if you think back to, well, what is a straight line? Because we've got that within us. So wisdom is just, meaning that wisdom paying attention to wisdom will naturally make us more just people in our lives. It will pull us towards justice. So that's our second criteria, saying, okay, if I've got these choices, and if I'm wondering what is wise, I could say, is it true or deceptive? Okay, that's one. But also, is it just? Or is it somewhat crooked? You know, is it leading me towards becoming that type of just person I want to be? Or is it leading me towards creating this more just world that I want to live in? Or is it kind of crooked? Is it getting me off that path a little bit and leading me into a place that I do not want to go? That's the second criteria. And here's the third and final one that wisdom offers us. Is it right or is it twisted? So twisted is an interesting word to use there, because it's taking something that is good and right and then twisting it just enough where you say, I don't know if that's good anymore. So it's good originally, it's right originally, but then it's twisted. And so it holds some of its same characteristics where it was initially good, but it's not quite good anymore. You might say, oh, it's not a lie. It's just a white lie, right? We are able to convince ourselves, well, okay, it's a lie, but it's a different type of lie, so now it's acceptable. You say, well, it's twisted just a little bit. And we are prone to do this all the time, where our minds can begin to rationalize things and twist them into something that we know is probably not great, but it's at least now acceptable in our minds. And when we're trying to decide what is wise, this is another criteria that wisdom offers us. Is it right or is it twisted up in some way? Okay, she offers us these criteria. She is yelling them from the rooftops. She is seeking for us to pay attention to her words so that we can apply them to our lives. And then she concludes this section in this way. And I'm going to jump ahead towards the end, starting in verse 34, just because we can't cover the whole chapter this morning. But I encourage you, go home and read it. It is an excellent chapter. There's so much good chalked in here in chapter 8 of Proverbs. But for now, she kind of wraps it all up right here in these last couple verses. So let's read these. Wisdom says, blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me, find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves, and all who hate me love death. So initially, wisdom is the one out there on the street corners. Wisdom is at the crossroads, the congested places of the city, begging people to pay attention. And that's a part of what we're supposed to do, is pay attention. But then here at the end, wisdom also encourages us to not only pay attention, but be proactive. These are the people who are waiting daily at her doors. They're waiting for her to even come out into the city and begin proclaiming her wisdom. So these are people who are proactive about being wise and pursuing wisdom, which really harkens us back to last week, doesn't it? When this opening of Proverbs was like, pursue, pursue, pursue. Pursue it more than anything else in your life. Pursue wisdom. We come back to this saying, blessed are those who listen to me. Not only hear the call of wisdom, but are listening to it and are seeking her, are waiting by her doorframe daily. Yes, blessed are those who are actively watching for wisdom. Because those who find her, did you pay attention to what they get in response? It's quite beautiful. She says, because those who find her find life, true life. Life in the way that it's meant to be lived. Wisdom's not about just being smart or about having a lot of head knowledge, but it's opening yourself up to the way that God wants you to live this life. It's to have true and full life, life that's not crooked or twisted or deceiving in any way, true life. And wisdom will be found by those who are paying attention. So here's the challenge for you this week. The challenge is to be honest with yourself about the areas that only you know that are perhaps a little deceptive, maybe a little crooked, a little off path, maybe a little twisted, and you recognize that they're twisted. A lot of times, only you will be able to tell these parts of your life because they're within us. They're hidden in some capacity. And wisdom asks us to be honest, to have an honest assessment of where am I a little bit off track here in my pursuit of wisdom. To be honest and then commit to listening to that voice of wisdom in our lives. I mean, just like Bailey encouraged us, right, with this, like to always be listening. Wisdom is speaking. All of us are able to hear wisdom if we're paying attention. And so may we be actively pursuing those wise voices within our lives, because those who find her find life.
If you would like more information about Unity Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at www.unitypres.org or visit us on Facebook. This is the Unity Presbyterian Church Podcast. Have a great week.